Crossroads East Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
I'm now going to speak to my next two guests. I have two people on the phone. I've discussed homelessness here on many occasions with various different groups and TDs about what's been done. And despite a huge increase in the number of women experiencing homelessness in Ireland in recent years, we have one of the highest numbers in Europe for female homelessness, but it remains largely hidden from view, and people don't notice. And I mean, it must be such a difficult situation for anyone, but a woman on the street with children possibly, it can be, I'd say, a frightening and daunting experience. But two women have come together and are trying to bring out a short film called This Promise. And I am delighted now to be joined by Niamh Ní Luanach and Elaine Ryan, who's actor, producer, and a woman extraordinaire. And so, hello Niamh and hello Elaine, how are you?
Hiya.
Hi.
Great. Hi, Adrienne. Thanks for having us on.
Not at all, Niamh. It's great to have you. It's a fantastic project that you're trying to bring to fruition, and you've launched a crowdfunding page in order to try to raise funds for the project. But perhaps maybe we can go to you, Elaine, to ask, was it yourself that came up with the idea, or was it Niamh, or was it a culmination? How did this come about?
It was Niamh's original idea.
Oh, right. I see. And she just then, how did she meet you? Niamh, then we'll go to you.
Yes.
So you came up with the idea, and how did you come across Elaine then?
I wanted to make a film about homelessness for years, and as you mentioned, we do have one of the highest rates of female homelessness in Europe. So I was horrified to learn that. So, for that reason, I honed in on telling a female story, and I reached out to an organisation called Daisy House, who house women that are transitioning out of homelessness. And I asked Daisy House if they had any contacts, anybody who was using their services who was interested in acting in my short film, because I just felt it was really important that somebody who had experienced homelessness brought that realism to it. And they introduced me to Elaine, who was living with them at the time, and that's sort of how where everything started, because immediately when I met Elaine, I realised she was perfect to play the lead character in the film. But then as we started discussing the character in her life, I realised that Elaine had, first of all, a lot of really relevant experience, first-hand experience, but also great creative vision. Elaine is a fantastic writer, and she ended up co-writing the screenplay with me. And for that reason, I feel it's very, very authentic, and our main goal is to make something that's as true to life as possible.
Very good. So, Elaine, getting back to you then, had you always written, or were you previously a scriptwriter or actor, or is this new to you?
It is new to me. I had done it as a child. I was in, you know, plays and dramas and writing. I'd always be sitting up in the room writing songs and poems and all when I was a child. And then it sort of went for a while. Life sort of took over, and I got back into it about 4 years ago. I started writing again to start with, and then I was lucky enough to get funding to go to the Bow Street Acting Academy for screen actors.
Very good. So the Bow Street Academy, somebody funded you to go there?
Yeah, I ended up, as you know, I was homeless myself, and I ended up in an organisation called Daisy. It's for women, they help women out of homelessness. Right. And they have funding for education and different things, and yeah, I got funding there, which was great.
Excellent. Brilliant. And that's something now that you're, are you trying to get a career then, go down that route with acting or script writing? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, it would be brilliant. I'd love to. It would be ideal, but it is a difficult sort of industry to get into. You know, I have to work as well. So to find the time to be doing both. But yeah, I'd love it. I'm hoping now we get this film made and it'll be the start of something for me.
And so the film follows a female person who has become homeless. Do they have family? Do they have children on the streets, or what's the situation with?
Julie is a mother of one. She lives with her boyfriend and his mother, and their relationship breakdown. Cheryl had a sister that had her own difficulties, and Cheryl's mother died of cancer when she was younger, so she hasn't got a good support system around her at all. You know, she's really on her own.
And where are you hoping then, Niamh, to put this out? It's, you know, it's a short film, so where would people be able to see it then once it gets out?
Yeah, good question. And so we're quite ambitious about the film. We'd like to bring it to international festivals because, you know, we feel it's a very important story, and we feel we've got a really compelling screenplay. So our goal is to premiere at Cork Film Festival, all going well, in November. Nice. And then there would be a run of a festival circuit after that. But something we are offering as part of our crowdfunding campaign is, in return for a donation as small as €25, your name will be in the thank you credits of the film, and you will also receive a digital copy of the film when it's complete. We would email that to the person who donates. That's kind of it in a nutshell. But
that's lovely. Get to see their name on the screen. That would be nice.
Yeah. It's an independent film. So at the moment, as you mentioned, we are crowdfunding, and there's been an awful lot of fantastic support. Right now, I think we really are in need of organisations getting involved, because there could be organisations that may be able to say, we will feed your crew, which can be very costly, or we will give you a location to shoot in. So we've got a few discussions going about that at the moment.
Right. So you yourself, you're a writer and director. Yourself, you've already done numerous pieces. You had a film, Kennedy Key, which was screened at the Cork Film Festival as well. So this particular film, when you're saying it's a short film, how short is it?
We reckon it'll be between 13 and 15 minutes long.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot happens in that period. We cover a few days of the lead character's life. So we go to numerous locations with her and meet all of the main people that form her network. During that period, she forms a friendship as well with another homeless woman who is homeless for very different reasons, and but they really give each other kind of hope and resilience. So Elaine mentioned the backstory as to why Cheryl doesn't have support, and we spent a lot of time kind of developing that backstory, because it's really important for Elaine to have that in mind when she's performing. However, we made a conscious decision not to go into the reasons as to why the lead character is homeless in the film. It's really all about the kind of things that she's dealing with on a daily basis. And the reason we don't want to go into the reasons for the lead character's homelessness is because there's so many reasons now, you know, and so many ways that people can find themselves homeless very quickly. So for us, it's just about what I think you touched on it, Adrienne, you know, the vulnerability of a woman being homeless and being on the streets, and and Elaine, I must mention, she might tell you more about it herself, has also worked in homeless services. So she'd have a good understanding from all angles as to what kind of stuff a female might be dealing with.
Yes, yes. Elaine, perhaps you want to go into that in a short, a small way. I mean, we know that being a man on the streets, it's tough. But being a female, I would say, would be very, very frightening indeed.
Yeah. You know, as a female, females will be a lot more vulnerable. And, you know, a lot of women that I know that would have been homeless would have gone through all sorts of lengths to keep themselves safe. You know, I remember a woman telling me before that, you know, she doesn't wash herself for a reason, because she feels safer on the streets if she's dirty, you know. So stuff like that. There's a lot of stigma for women, especially women with children that are homeless.
And the fact that you've come through it and now you're trying to help others, and definitely I think this film, getting it out there, you know, that people can see, you know, to a certain degree, they're not seeing all of the awfulness that must, you know, happen. And especially when we hear the stories of these hostels, even getting in off the street into the hostels, that can be a daunting and frightening, terrifying experience, especially if you have a child in tow as well, you know, must be awful. But I just think that the movie is, or the short film, shall we say, is, you know, it's a great platform to try to show people the backstory or what's going on behind the scenes. Now, can I ask you, who came up with the title? It's a beautiful title, but who came up with this promise?
I would have come up with that originally, Adrienne, and it's a very convoluted reason. I'll try and explain it. So when I was initially developing the idea of the film, I interviewed a number of people who were homeless, and one girl that I met, she told me her name was Cheryl, and she made a joke that, you know, like the pop star, except I'm better looking. And she told me she wanted to be famous, and she was a real character. And I said to myself, okay, definitely our lead character needs to be called Cheryl. And the title is literally a play off one of Cheryl Cole's songs. But kind of, so that's how it happened. But then, as myself and Elaine were developing the screenplay, we kind of thought it was quite a fitting title, because actually it's all about a promise that a mother has made to her young child, that she's going to see her again and that she's going to be part of her life. But they're actually separated, and the root cause of that is homelessness. So it ended up being quite poignant in the end, the title, we feel anyhow.
Very good. Yes, yeah, it is actually. That's gas that it came from Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
My goodness. So, just to get back to the crowdfunding, how do people get on board? What help can they give you? Where can they donate?
Yeah, good question. Thanks, Adrienne. So, you know, I suppose the starting point is just going to our website, which is called thispromisefilm.com. And so there's two things you can do on the site. You can either click the button to contact us and just start up a conversation as to how you can support, or you can hit the donate button, and that will bring up a range of options around donations. And as mentioned, every donation is honoured with something in return. So that's it. Yeah, it's basically just going to the website, thispromisefilm.com, and you'll find lots of other information there about our project that you could find interesting.
Very good. And you're hoping, you're still in the finishing, the editing and getting it together stage, are you?
You know what, we are more in a kind of a pre-production stage. So we did develop a promo where we went out with Elaine, and she was in character, and we captured some clips of her on streets of Dublin, and we interviewed some of the people involved in the film, but we haven't actually shot it yet. So we're really just, it's crucial that we raise the funds first, and then the plan is to shoot the film in April and have it finished for winter 2022. So anybody that's following the project will hopefully get to see the film before the year is out.
Yeah, well, at least April going into the springtime, a better time, I suppose, to be filming out and about.
True.
Oh yeah. Yeah, my goodness, the winter is a terrible time for homeless people. You know, it's just awful time. So, I wish you all the best of luck. I hope people get onto the thispromisefilm.com, get onto that website and help you out. And, you know, hopefully we'll have you on again when you have the finished article. We can discuss it then.
Oh, great. Yeah, we'd love that. Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah. Mm. And thank you so much. And I wish you both the best of luck, Elaine and Niamh.
Thanks so much.
Not at all.
Thank you so much, Adrienne.
Thanks a lot.
Much
take care. Take care.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. Now, that was Elaine Ryan there and Niamh Ní-Luanach, who are doing that film, This Promise. So get on to thispromisefilm.com, get onto that website and help out whatever way you can. You could have your name up in lights as helping out and putting something towards this film, which really this story needs to get out there, because people don't know the extent of what's going on with female homelessness in this country.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM. Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This